The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome. It is lovely to see you guys. And it's just as it's kind of fills my heart that we meet regularly, right? That there's a number of people that want to cultivate and develop a loving heart, a warm heart, and some openness, spaciousness. I think it's a beautiful thing that we're doing together. And for those of you who have been coming when I've been teaching, I pretty much, I think probably every time, include loving kindness for ourselves, just with this recognition that often it's not loving kindness is the stance or the approach or the attitude we have towards ourselves. There may be some harshness we might have, or some criticalness we might have, and for this reason, maybe it's a little bit difficult to send loving kindness to ourselves. There's probably a number of reasons why it's difficult to do loving kindness for ourselves, and maybe we have an idea that it's somehow selfish to send loving kindness to ourselves, to wish ourselves health and happiness. Or maybe we feel like, oh, I don't deserve loving kindness. Maybe these thoughts aren't so clearly articulated or at the front of mind, but there might be some quiet little sense of that, something like that. Now, I want to just talk a little bit about this, that just the fact that you are your being means that you deserve loving kindness. It's not about what we think we deserve. It's not about what we think we've done, what we think we haven't done, or how we are, or how we aren't, or how we think we measure up. With loving kindness practice, all of this is irrelevant. This is what it means for loving kindness to be unconditional. There are beings, and we have loving kindness. And can you, if this feels an odd or uncomfortable or somehow unimaginable, that there's just loving kindness that's completely unconditional, this warm-heartedness, this well-wishing, some goodwill. I'm not saying that it has to be this intimate kind of love. And you can find your own way in which to express or explore what loving kindness might mean for in different situations. But one way to think about it, it's the absence of ill will. It's the absence of hostility, the absence of hatred. But that's one end of the spectrum. Then the other end of the spectrum, of course, is some sincere love, warm-heartedness, connection. So can you imagine what might it be like to have loving kindness that makes all these conditions, quote unquote, irrelevant about what somebody has done or not done, what you have done, what you haven't done, who you are, who you aren't. Can you just try that on for size? You don't have to adopt it. You can take it off, but just try it on and just see, how does that feel? This idea of just have unconditional loving kindness for yourself. To have this warm-hearted stance towards yourself. I like to say, don't underestimate how powerful it is to have an attitude of warm-heartedness or acceptance, allowing, spaciousness, opening. There's all kinds of different words we could use here, but don't underestimate how powerful it is to have that kind of a stance towards ourselves. something other than the harshness or the criticalness that we often find ourselves expressing. Having some warm-heartedness towards ourselves creates the context and the confidence that allows us to play, that allows us to experiment, that allows us to learn. Otherwise, we're constricted and so afraid of doing something wrong that our life gets a little bit small and not so much playfulness or experimenting, exploring, and maybe not so much learning. Maybe just the school of hard knocks, but instead of investigation of like, what's going on here? So having that warm-hearted stance towards ourselves allows us to approach life, approach our meditation practice, approach everything with more the sense of, wow, okay, let's see what's here. So with a certain amount of confidence and a certain amount of playfulness, we can do that if we have some unconditional care and goodwill for ourselves. So we can sit, another thing is to maybe think about is if we do have this an attitude of harshness or criticalness or something other than loving kindness towards ourselves, we can think of this time as loving kindness practice as a way of just interrupting that pattern of thinking, that habit of thinking. This isn't glamorous, you know, to think about, okay, we're just interrupting a pattern. But it can be one view of Dharma practice is to, in order to shake things up a little bit and in order to notice that what we might be assuming like, well, of course I have this inner critic. Of course I do. That's just the natural way the world is. Part of the way that loving kindness practice is specifically, and maybe you could say Dharma practice more generally, is to interrupt these patterns, which highlight the fact that they are patterns. They're not written in stone. That's not the truth of the universe. It's patterns of thinking, habits of the mind. So that's one way that we might consider some loving kindness practice. And then maybe I'll end with this idea that to be warm-hearted towards ourselves, turns out, maybe you already know this, it turns out to be a gift to others. This warm-heartedness, this care, this love for ourselves becomes a foundation, becomes a root in which so many beautiful things can flower, can blossom from that, can be the foundation on which tremendous good in the world can be built. So with this, we'll be practicing a little bit with, as you might imagine, with loving kindness for ourselves this evening. But I'll be starting with where it's easy. Maybe I'll just say, many of you know this, but in the classic Buddhist teachings, they started where it's easy. They started with oneself. And apparently, I mean, this is the assumption I'm making, that in ancient India, that was what was easiest, loving kindness for oneself. So this kind of highlights maybe how, you know, it's a cultural, historical stance that to not have loving kindness for oneself. Okay, so with that as an introduction, can take an alert, upright posture. I say this word upright, but maybe it doesn't have to be literally upright. You're welcome to lie down, especially for loving kindness practice, if that's the position in which the body has the most ease. Of course, there's the risk of falling asleep, but a posture that expresses your intention of meditating, your intention of being present for these next amount of time here. And then we can Just feel what it feels like to be here right now. There might be a certain amount of just arriving here. Feeling the pressure of the chair cushion against the body. Hearing the sound of my voice and whatever other sounds there are. And just check in with different parts of the body as a way to support some arriving and some ease. It's not uncommon to hold tension around the eyes or the jaw. Maybe the neck. Sometimes it's helpful to wiggle a little bit those areas, as well as bring our attention to them. The shoulders, having them away from the ears, the shoulder blades sliding down the back. The upper back. Lower back. The chest. It might be that there can be a really, really small movement that opens up the chest, still keeping comfortable, but maybe there's a putting back the shoulders just a little bit. Only do this if it's comfortable and feels comfortable. We don't want to introduce any pressure or anything that feels contrived or strained. You can just check in with the belly. Again, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. The upper legs, lower legs, and the feet. Another place we can feel grounded, connected. The upper arms, lower arms. And the hands. And feel what the hands are touching. Is it smooth or rough? Warm or cool? And then feeling the experience of having hands, might be tingling or throbbing. What does it feel like from the inside to have hands? And in that same kind of attention, we can bring to the sensations of breathing, the movement of the abdomen or the chest, or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose, and just resting here with the movements, the sensations of breathing. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. Right now, we're just noticing the sensations of breathing as a way to help us arrive and become embodied, get connected to ourselves, maybe slow down the thinking mind a bit. And if you find yourself lost in thought, can you, in a warm-hearted, gentle way, simply begin again with the sensations of breathing? And then to begin our loving kindness practice, maybe I'll say just one word about the mindfulness of breathing practice. You can always come back to this practice, mindfulness of breathing or connecting to the body. If ever it feels like loving kindness isn't the right practice for you right now, feels overwhelming or something. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, a person or maybe a non-human. Some people like to use kittens, puppies, babies. Just a lovable being as a being in which your heart just can't help itself. Just feels a certain softness or delight or warmth or openness, respect, care. Some people like to use, sometimes we use this word benefactor, somebody that has supported you, helped you. And the benefactor may be somebody that you have a relationship with, that you know, a teacher, a coach, something like this. Or they might be a leader in which you don't have a relationship with, but they have supported you or inspire you in some way. So bringing this lovable being to mind to help support our intention of cultivating loving kindness. And repeat these phrases as a support for the mind to tap into or repeatedly be inclined toward loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might be helpful to refresh the image of the lovable being. And it can be supportive to also use sensations, experiences of well-being or warm-heartedness, maybe literally some warmth in the chest, or maybe a soft belly. To support the cultivation of loving kindness. You might have those physical sensations, you might not. It's perfectly fine. If they are there, feeling a softness or warmth or well-being, even if it isn't your dominant experience, it's just a corner of your experience. See if you can allow it to be as big as it would like and to be a support for cultivating loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to build upon this foundation, this, I don't know, sphere maybe of loving kindness, to stretch it, expand it, to include ourselves. So in the same way, you can bring to mind either an image of yourself, it can be as you are now. Some people like to use an image when they were a child, even like a toddler. Or maybe bring to mind the felt experience of what it's like to sit here right now. And then we just modify the pronoun and the phrases, wishing ourselves loving kindness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. It might not be. But if there are some protests or anything that makes you feel like loving kindness for yourself is not the what you want to do right now, is there a way in which you can, in a really warm-hearted, gentle way, allow those thoughts to be there? But allow them to be in the background. Acknowledge them, maybe bow to them. Say, I'm not going to pay so much attention to them right now. Right now, I'm cultivating loving kindness for myself. Can we have loving kindness for any of those thoughts or ideas, beliefs about ourselves that makes it difficult or challenging or not so easy to do loving kindness for ourselves? We don't have to get rid of them. We can just have loving kindness towards them and allow them to soften and maybe go into the background. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Having a general attitude of warm-heartedness towards this practice, whatever is arising. Can be of great benefit. Can be a real support. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So loving kindness for ourselves, not for everybody and not all the time, but sometimes it can be, you know, a little bit challenging or not quite as straightforward as loving kindness for a lovable being. But it's a worthwhile place for us to practice and to cultivate loving kindness in this way. It can have tremendous benefits in our lives. And I mentioned one is, can give us the confidence to experiment, play, learn, you know, to explore. Sometimes without this attitude of warm-heartedness, there's that constriction and we don't have quite as much a sense of we can take chances or do something different or be playful or something. So a really powerful way to help kind of integrate our experiences as well as our ideas, and a powerful way to practice also is to practice with others. So I'd like to put you into some small groups in which you can talk about either the idea of, actually I'd like to say, what are, in your experience, have been some of the benefits of doing loving kindness for yourself, or the benefits of having a kind, warm-hearted stance, attitude towards yourself? I'd like to, if you can, to keep it on the positive side, like what's helpful about this, and what are some of the advantages of having a warm-hearted stance towards oneself? And so you could talk about that, or you can talk about the actual, what was your experience during that meditation, that guided meditation? What were some of the things that you experienced, or maybe some questions that you have? So I'm going to put you into rooms of three or four. And the person whose first name or the first letter in their screen name, we'll go in reverse alphabetical order. So if your first name starts with the letter A, then you get to go last. And that might take a little thinking when you look at what you see there. But then we'll meet for about 12 minutes. And so when the first time you speak, there, you don't have to say everything you know about the advantages of having a warm-hearted stance towards yourself or a little about your meditation experience. Just say something, a fraction of what you might say while other people are holding you with their warm-heartedness, then allow it go to the second person and then the third person, and if there's a fourth person. And then when it comes back around to you, maybe you'll have something new to say or have been influenced about the others. So, and this way it can go round and round. And then there's a real feeling of creating something together and learning from one another. Okay, so have fun. Would anybody like to share what was that like in the small group, any of the learnings or the experience of sharing or some of your ideas about doing loving kindness for oneself? Yasna.
Hi, it just occurred to me that I'm actually a better version of myself when I do loving kindness. I'm able to be present for other people if I'm not wallowing in my own pain. So yes. I think I want to do more loving kindness so there's more space in my mind and I can be more present for other people.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Yasna. Michael. Shall I unmute you, Michael, or?
Okay, I'm unmuted. Great. I found it a very calming and balancing practice, and it allows me to react and respond more skillfully. And the small group was delightful, and I came away with huge mudita.
Nice, nice.
And karuna and all the Brahma Viharas. So deep bows to you all, and thank you for your sweet teachings.
Mm. Thank you, Michael. That's Thank nice. You. Anybody else want to say something? Kim, did I see you raise your hand?
Yeah.
Great.
Our group did exactly what you had described about we went around in the circle a couple times, and then at the very end, Ravi had this like brilliant comment that just brought us higher, and we had a realization. We were talking about, we started talking about a lot of things, but we were sort of talking about bosses and is it nice to work under a mean boss or a compassionate boss? And then he said that, how do you say it, Ravi? Maybe you could unmute and say it again.
What kind of boss do you want to be to yourself? That's the question we all came up with.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you basically choose to be that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Right? We all have so much wisdom, right? And sometimes it's just really nice to hear from each other some of the wisdom we have and that we create together or remind ourselves about. Thank you. Thank you, Kim and Ravi. Anybody else?
I'll say something. I just want to thank you, Diana, for taking the time tonight to lead us in this loving kindness. And I haven't joined the group in quite a while, but I practice every day on myself and I can never seem to get enough. So it was really wonderful to be with everyone tonight and feel the energy and the expressions and just the love. So thank you.
You're welcome, Wendy. Yeah, right. It's a beautiful thing that we're doing together here. Maybe one last comment. Oh, Colleen, did you unmute yourself?
I was just going to say I was with Ravi and yes, that group. It was just a very wonderful experience and to be here with a group of people and talking about like-minded things, it's a really wonderful experience. So thank you.
Thank you, Colleen.
Okay, Colleen brought up the point that it is a little bit easier to be kind to other people than being kind to yourself. So that's how Casey started the story about what kind of boss and that's how we ended up with this final thing. So be kind to yourself. That's the
model. Nice. That you got created, co-created. All of you. Nice. Beautiful. Okay, so thank you all for coming together and practicing loving kindness. I'm going to unmute us all just so we can say goodbye and thank you in a disorganized way and speak on top of each other in kind of a nice way. That I don't know why I kind of like. So, bye and thank you.
Bye,
thank you.
Thank you,
Diana.
Everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Big.
Awesome.
Thank you all.
Bye, Christine. Bye, Kathleen.
Bye, Neo.
Thank you. All the best, Nancy.
Bye, Colleen. Bye, Kim. Bye, Bobby. That was awesome to be in group with you guys. Hi, Trudy.
good to stay with you, Trudy.
Neil, hello.
Same here, Neil.
Yeah, Trudy.
I'm glad.
Hey, Trudy.
Bye-bye. So nice to be in group with you guys, Colleen, Robbie, and
Em. Nice to have you in the group.
Yeah, right? There's some real sweetness there.
Okay. Yeah. Bye. Well, so thank you,
Diana.
That was awesome.
Bye-bye.
Diana.
You're welcome.
Maybe I'll see you tomorrow morning, Neil. Bye.
Bye.